Barry Yantis' family has been in this family business since the days of World War II. It's a career that brings smiles to people's faces around Valentine's Day, perhaps even some romance. His unique company is today's feature on the American Countryside.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
This year, the Cherry Mash candy bar turns 100 years old, making it the third oldest candy bar behind the Hershey's bar and the Goo Goo cluster.
Cherry Mash is mainly found in the Midwest, from Minnesota to Texas and from southern Illinois to parts of Utah.
And now Hobby Lobby stocks Cherry Mash in 47 states. CEO Barry Yantis says the Chase Candy Company was established in 1876. There have only been two owners in over 150 years.
The Chase family and then my family, my uncle's investment company, purchased the candy company in 1943, and my family has been involved with it ever since.
But the company's success is not just tied to one candy bar. Peanut Brittle, Peanut Flakes, and some other favorites are part of the lineup.
Pico Flake, which has big flakes of coconut in the hard candy with peanuts. We're coconut specialists. We still hand-dip coconut bonbons. We make peanut clusters. That's a big favorite in the fall. We can make 7 tons of peanut clusters in one day. That's amazing.
Barry says he finds great joy in making candy, and he hopes customers will find joy in the product as well.
People have stories about it. It brings pleasure to them. And I've said for years, not only at Valentine's Day, but year-round, there is romance in candy.
It's a fun job and a business that Barry's family has been a part of since the days of World War II. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.